for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. A Montana Republican who allegedly assaulted a reporter Wednesday has won a special election to Congress.
Thank you, Montana!
Montana Republican Greg Gianforte claiming victory in Thursday's special election to fill the state's lone congressional seat. Gianforte beating rival Rob Quist, despite being charged with assault for allegedly body slamming Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs a day earlier. Jacobs said Thursday that Gianforte's campaign statement, which put blame on him, was in some ways worse than the alleged assault.
Certainly the apology would be... yeah, more than warranted.
Gianforte issuing that apology in his victory speech.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
I'm Reed Binion.
Well, now it's on to the U.S. Supreme Court after a federal appeals court in Richmond upheld a lower court order blocking the Trump administration's travel ban.
They wrote that the order speaks with vague words of national security, but in context, drips with religious intolerance, animus, and discrimination. The judges said the evidence creates a compelling case that the executive order's primary purpose is religious. They wrote in their ruling, quote, then-candidate Trump's campaign statements reveal that on numerous occasions, he expressed anti-Muslim sentiment as well as his intent, if elected, to ban Muslims from the United States. End quote. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
British police have now made several arrests in connection with Monday's concert suicide bombing, and the suicide bomber's family is now under close scrutiny.
Libyan officials also saying his brother and his father have been detained. The brother apparently telling Libyan militia that they were both members of ISIS.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he wants to work with legislative Democrats to come up with a better paid sick leave bill, not like the one he vetoed yesterday.
Let's reach a compromise to ensure that small business job creators aren't forced to lay off workers or shut their doors in order to comply with overly strict, burdensome, and costly regulations.
Hogan called the bill he rejected, quote, simply very bad policy. Loudoun County is using a lottery to fill open seats in full-day kindergarten classes for next year.
Any student that is going to be in a half-day kindergarten program, if their parents can provide transportation, can put their name into a lottery.
For a chance to get one of 150 open seats left in full-day kindergarten classes. Director of Elementary Education for Loudoun County Schools, Mike Martin.
Loudoun County is one of the last districts in the state of Virginia to still have some half-day kindergarten.
The lottery for seats in full-day kindergarten classes closes next Wednesday. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Mike Pence will be in Annapolis today to address graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy, the commissioning ceremony for the class of 2017, set for this morning at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. A Democrat running for Virginia Lieutenant Governor is proposing removing all Confederate monuments in Virginia. And Susan Platt wants to rename every highway and public building now named for Confederates. Platt says in a news release that, quote, our taxpayer dollars should not be used to celebrate a rebellion against the United States of America, a rebellion intended to maintain slavery. And D.C. police have arrested a man they say was buying blood from people inside a vacant apartment in southwest Washington. 43-year-old Kaw Wong Nguyen reportedly told police that he was doing work for a biomedical company. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,083. The Nasdaq at 6205. Sports, the Mariners avoid the sweep with a win over the Nationals. The Orioles were idle. They open a series in Houston tonight. WMBA, the Mystics host Chicago. WMAL Newstime 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105. 5.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
Could be getting up to 5 inches of rain.
From accurate and dependable forecasts to the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
Trust WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for
all across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Join us to honor and remember our troops, our veterans, our military families.
A tribute to our American heroes, the National Memorial Day Concert.
Join me, Joe Mantegna.
And me, Lawrence Fishburne.
With Gary Sinise.
General Colin Powell.
Renee Fleming.
Scotty McCreary.
Auli'i Cruvalio.
Christopher Jackson.
John Ortiz. And the National Symphony Orchestra.
Join us for a night to remember.
The National Memorial Day Concert. Sunday, May 28th, 8 p.m. on PBS.
Sponsored by Lockheed Martin Corporation and American Airlines.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway commuters, if you're heading toward the toll road, you might want to rethink your route if you're on 286. The delays begin back at Franklin Farm Road, so that could be your point to bail out and possibly take Centerville Road as an option, an alternate to go north toward the toll road, because the Fairfax County Parkway is jammed still to this crash at Fox Mill Road, intermittently getting by the incident under police direction. So again, Fairfax County Parkway north before the toll road at Fox Mill crash. On the toll road, once you get there, out of Herndon, Reston, off the Greenway, I'm not seeing any backups. Still trying to clear all the activity from the earlier crash coming out of Leesburg on Route 7 eastbound before you get to the Battlefield Parkway. It is improving as far as the pace. On 270 southbound, south of Clarksburg, as you come up to the exit for 27 Ridge Road, that's the scene of the crash. We're heavy Beltway, Topside, College Park, Silver Spring, and 95 mostly to the Sun Glare to get onto the inner loop. And hang on here, DC, 295, two separate problems at least, crews have responded to. Northbound, north of the Suitland Parkway, and southbound, 295 south of Benny Road, both with accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze. Tonight, 60 clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Monday as we hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Alexandria, 57 in Greenbelt, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL. We're kicking off Memorial Day weekend and the final hour of Mornings on the Mall. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, you'll hear from Joe Mantegna, the Tony Award-winning actor, who's going to talk about this Memorial Day concert that they're having Sunday night and also a little bit on Saturday night. All those details are straight ahead. But first, let's talk about the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Praise on the warpath. Fight for all these
teams. This is Vince Connelly. I'm sitting along Ron Meyer this morning. Ron is the editor of Red Alert Politics and on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, and that's an important point, and you'll find out why in just a moment. First off, let's listen to what Redskins President Bruce Allen had to say Monday of this week about the prospects of moving the Redskins Stadium, something we've been hearing about for a while.
Those talks are ongoing and very positive. Very positive. And, you know, we have a commitment at FedEx Field till 2027. But this process is going to start sooner than anyone really believes, because to build these new monuments takes a lot of time.
And then what about the jurisdiction? Where is it going to go? Is it going to be Maryland? Is it going to be back inside Washington, D.C.? Is it going to be in Virginia?
We have a tremendous relationship with all the jurisdictions, and we're just going to keep working at it. It has to be a jewel, and that's what we're going to make sure we do.
And finally, how soon can we expect that jewel to be in place?
We're a little ahead of schedule, actually. Dan's on the league stadium committee, so we have all the research about all the stadiums and the timelines that it's taken to build different cities' stadiums. And we're a little ahead of schedule, but we feel good about it.
All right, so they say they're ahead of schedule. But again, guest hosting this morning, but now weighing in on this is Ron Meyer. He's on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in Virginia. Ron, You hear all that from Bruce Allen. What do you make of it? And what do you think the chances are of, say, Virginia picking up the stadium?
So the only sites in Virginia they're considering are in Loudoun County, and the only sites in Loudoun County that they're considering are all in my district, which is called the Broad Run District. It's in Ashburn. They aren't considering putting it at their headquarters, which is also currently in my district, near the One Loudoun area. They're looking at putting it at a future metro site. Most likely at the 606 Loudoun Gateway Metro Station.
And they'd like to get, just because obviously they'd like to have access to public transportation there.
They could have the stadium right on the metro site. And so there is a prime spot there. And so I can tell you this. One is that I haven't talked to Bruce Allen about this directly, even though I do have an incredible amount of respect for him. And unlike most people in Washington, I know this is going to get me some hate mail. I actually think he handled the draft well. And I think overall he makes pretty decent football decisions. And we've seen that play out in the last three or four years. Now, I do think they need to pay Kirk Cousins. I will make that clear.
Torches and pitchforks, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just, I'm an honest fan. I like the Redskins. I want them to win.
There you go.
This is what I can tell you. I haven't talked to Bruce Allen, but I have talked to every single landowner where the stadium could be. And I can tell you that the Redskins have not contacted those landowners directly. Further, I can tell
you... This is in Virginia.
This is in Loudoun County, Virginia. The only sites that the Skins would be potentially looking at.
So does that suggest to you that Virginia is ruled out as an option?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but what I'll tell you is this. Is that whether or not the Redskins know this, their window of opportunity is closing and closing quickly. The one prime site is up for sale right now, and if that land is bought, it's going to be bought to be developed, not bought to be sold to the Redskins. Because to buy a piece of property that large, you have to have a large sum of money, and you wouldn't then go turn it over to a football team. So basically, unless they buy the land that's now on the open market now, I don't think they have a serious shot at building necessarily in Loudoun County. But it leads me to speculate. Like I said, I haven't talked to Allen, but it leads me to speculate that really with the Trump administration's election, they are reconsidering focusing on D.C. because a lot of the name change problems have been removed.
Well, let's get into that a little bit more. So then you say the name change problems are gone. What does that mean? I mean, obviously, the Obama administration was in place in the first place. Is this about sort of the politics of having the Redskins in a town that's run by Democrats before?
Yeah, so the Department of Commerce runs the patent office, and the patent was removed for the Washington Redskins. So now we have Wilbur Ross, who you and I have both met and talked to, who's now heading the Department of Commerce. My guess is that they're going to be much more friendly to allowing the Redskins to have their patent back. But this is...
Ross has some questions to answer about the Redskins.
He does. He does have some questions to answer about the Redskins. But my question for the audience, I like to have a lot of town halls, Vince. I have two full-time jobs, as you mentioned. I'm the editor of Red Alert Politics, and I'm on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, which is an elected position, represents about 50,000 people, one of the fastest-growing counties in America. And I've held a few town halls this year. I've held five so far. And so really what I'd like to do right now is open it up to people to say, hey, where do you think it should be? Do you think it should be in Loudoun? And make the case to me. Because I can tell you this, a lot of the folks in Loudoun are somewhat skeptical because they're afraid of traffic. They are afraid of what stadiums bring. But then again, there are a lot of Redskins fans out there. The Redskins are a happy home to the Washington Redskins, and Loudoun County is very happy to have them. The question becomes, really, is it the best place for them? Would people in Maryland stay loyal to the Redskins and drive all the way down to Loudoun County? And further, this is my big question, too, is do we need a second Potomac River crossing? That's the other thing, if we're actually going to do this.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Where do you want to see the Redskins end up? Where should they build this new stadium, this jewel that Bruce Allen's promising? I think a lot of people are excited for the prospect of just a new stadium anyway.
Yep.
Because to get a new sort of like high-tech, futuristic, awesome stadium to watch the Redskins play, no matter where it ends up, I think is going to excite Redskins fans. They'll have a cool place to go and see the game and really enjoy it. And I'm sure it'll have a lot of creature comforts. That'll all be built in. But when it comes to towns and communities, the assessment of like where do you actually put this thing, you kind of checked off there's the positive. It brings business to your town. It brings an influx every weekend of people coming to the game. But then it also brings a tremendous amount of traffic. Sometimes alcohol is connected to football for some reason. I don't know why. But there are all these considerations. And what you're telling us this morning, Ron Meyer, is that in Loudoun County, all of the landowners who could potentially sell to the Redskins
haven't heard from
him. Haven't heard from him, and the time and the window is closing. And the other thing is this, really, what I can tell the people of Loudoun, because I know that this is a hot political issue out there, is that they're looking at the 606 Metro Station. There's no residential communities around there. It's almost on the border of Fairfax County. And so from a transportation perspective, from a traffic perspective, you're looking at Sunday afternoons mostly and occasional Monday night. And so I'm not sure traffic is the biggest concern to worry about. What I think what the legitimate concern is that people have become extremely skeptical of public funding for stadiums. And I think that concern is completely legitimate. And we have to be very careful because we've seen, look at what happened to St. Louis, look what's happened to many of the towns across the country who've put money forward for sports stadiums and been left in the cold. And I think that's where a lot of the worries and where a lot of the political clashing comes from. So I'm going to be really interested to hear what people have to say.
What's the situation with Loudoun and public funding?
Well, Loudoun and public funding, you know, we probably couldn't be more against public funding as a board, I would say, it sounds like. But that doesn't mean necessarily that we're against having the Redskins there with the right type of deal. And, you know, it's one of these things where we're going to have to see what comes about, see if they're actually serious about it. And like I said, their window is closing. For me, it's like I almost don't even have to think about it because in my mind, if they were going to be doing this, they would be on the phone with the landowners right now. And then we could have those tough conversations.
All right. So the lease expires in 2027 on FedEx Field. It's got to move somewhere. Where do you want to see it? 888-630-9625. It's 8:15 right now. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through Loudoun County right now, better news with the crash on Route 7. Looks like they've just about cleared everything, but the delays, that was the big issue, have cleared out. Coming off of the bypass, get up toward the Battlefield Parkway. So go ahead, you can use that. Won't cost you too much extra time. Fairfax Police, though, still with the crash, still with delays, 286. The Fairfax County Parkway, northbound at Fox Mill Road, that's south of the toll road. 66 were bunched up in Fair Lakes with the crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder on eastbound 66. And again, for everyone as you approach the Capitol Beltway, do watch that. Southbound 395, you need to watch for the downed tree that came down at the start of the rush hour, but it's huge. Still dealing with this. Southbound 395 before the exit for Glebe. Northbound GW Parkway jam past the overlooks. And no problems as far as incidents reported on the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, you got an early passing shower in spots and some sunshine and clouds mixed. It'll be breezy with a high of 78. Tonight, you're looking at clear skies with a low around 60 degrees. Then tomorrow, we've got some scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm. Sorry about that. Developing during the afternoon and a high near 75 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 66, 817 on WMAL.
It's Memorial Day. Time to get out of town and get on the water. For family events and amazing deals, make Cabela's Memorial Day sale your one stop before the campfire. Get a Pfluger Monarch spinning combo for $39.99. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
All right, so we're talking about the Redskins and where they should build that new stadium. After their lease expires, they got to move somewhere. And where's that going to be? Ron Meyer in studio with us today. He's on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, and he's been co-hosting all day. Thank you, Ron. He's also the editor of Red Alert Politics. We're talking about this Redskins stadium. Let's go to the phones now. We've got Alex, who's in Columbia, weighing in. Where do you think this new Redskins stadium should show up?
I think that it should either be where RFK Stadium is or, if possible, near Nat Stadium.
Yeah, and why? This is just to get it inside D.C. and make it truly the Washington Redskins?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people share that opinion, Alex. Thank you.
Well, we had somebody who's working here this at the studio come into the window and start chanting D.C., and I think that's what a lot of people are hearing. And like I said, the irony is that a lot of folks in Washington, the D.C. area, oppose Trump's bid for the presidency, but the irony becomes because of his presidency, the Redskins have a much greater chance of actually being in D.C., which makes Washington residents much happier.
Because of the political correctness side of this question is what you were saying. Just being called the Redskins has driven some people crazy, and the Redskins have
held firm. Excuse me, Vince, it's the Washington football team, not the Redskins?
The Redskins have held firm, and now they've got a Republican administration in town. They might just be able, and an irreverent one at that,
right.
They might just be able to find some favor in moving into D.C. under these circumstances. Ben's in Woodbridge this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Ben, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Vince and Ron? Yeah, I absolutely agree with Ron. I think now that Trump's in D.C., the trademark issues are going to be taken care of.
And the big thing is that, you know, if the stadium is back in D.C., you're not going to have all the traffic issues like they do up in PG with the, you know, current stadium. It's a nightmare some days. Oh. And, you know, who wants to turn Virginia into that, right?
Yeah, I mean, going to those games, taking 2 hours to leave the stadium, to get out of the parking lot?
It's so frustrating.
I've had some pretty epic traffic experiences over there. Ben, thank you for that. Jan's in Vienna this morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Where should this new stadium go?
It should go in Ashburn, where the metro stop is. There'll be plenty of parking. Infrastructure's there. The way that the Redskins have been treated, I don't think they want to go back to D.C. with all their investment in Virginia. And the governor of Virginia is pro them, and most of the ticket holders are from Virginia.
That is true. A lot of the majority of the season ticket holders are from Virginia. A lot of the folks in Loudoun, I'll tell you, we drive all the way out there and then wait in traffic for an hour and a half to get out of the stadium and then drive another 45 minutes home afterwards. There's no doubt that it'd be more convenient. Let's keep going on the phones.
Charles in Shenandoah this morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
I'd like to see them move the Redskins Stadium out towards like the Manassas 234-28 area.
Yes.
They can turn the VRE into the Virginia Redskins Express and just run it from D.C. every Sunday.
That's a great line. Thank you. And clever. I really like that. What do you think about that?
Well,
Ron?
I'd like to see the actual lot he wants to put it in. Out in Manassas at the end of the VRE line, there's very few spots. And this is actually the problem the VRE ran into, because the VRE needed a new rail yard, and they've had to do a really expensive solution to try to get places to put their cars. So if they can't find a place to put their rail cars, I don't know where they're going to put a stadium out there. They have to put it even further out. They have to extend the VRE. Extending the VRE costs a lot of money. Silver Line's already going to Metro. RFK already has access to Metro. I really think it's probably going to be between those. But Manassas, from my perspective, as a Loudoun perspective, I would like to have a Manassas because it would be convenient for me to go to, yet I'd have fewer traffic problems to deal with. So it's definitely it's a good idea.
The way Bruce Allen's talking about this, it sounds like they have something in mind. He says that they're a lot they'll begin sooner on building a new stadium than anyone believes, suggesting that they have something. Let's go to Ken in Springfield, who has some thoughts on where he'd like to see it. Ken?
Hey, good morning, folks. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd love to see it out in Loudoun County just because I think there's a strong fan base out there. You've got the Redskins headquarters out there and their operations. When you move it into D.C., you've got a ton of other stadiums are being built, like D.C. United, so you're going to have a lot of increased traffic. My one question, particularly for you, Ron, is what would this do if it moves out to Virginia in terms of getting a third crossing for the Potomac?
Well, I hope it would help, but I also would hope that Dulles Airport would be supporting the Third River Crossing, too. I'm a big proponent of it. I'm on the National Region Transportation Planning Board, and we are making a big push to get Maryland on board. And actually, the funny thing is, the mayor of Rockville, the town councilman in Gaithersburg, and even some other people that you would never expect are actually getting behind thinking about doing a second river crossing. A stadium would definitely make the case where we'd almost have to do it, just from a traffic perspective, because I don't know. I mean, if basically 66 and GW Parkway the only way to get in and out of D.C. for Redskins games, it's going to be a nightmare.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. This has been a good conversation, and it will continue. I'm certain of that. 822 on WMAL.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors, and the best company to do that is 50 Floor. They'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will guide you to the best choice in your lighting with your decor. They move all the furniture and haul away the old flooring. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
All right, 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, trying to get you in through town, two obstacles on DC 295. I know, as you come off the Beltway. Well, for starters, there's no delay to the Wilson Bridge either direction, so we do catch a break there. Then north of the Beltway, as you pass the Naval Research Lab, that's going to be jammed up to get you past the Suitland Parkway, but it looks like they have that crash mostly contained to the shoulder. Southbound 295, they had a second incident there. Here Benning Road before you get to East Capitol Street. Also, Suitland Parkway, very slow just to get onto 295. So that's the scoop there. On the Fairfax County Parkway, it looks like you can get by much better pace now. Northbound 286 before you get to the toll road at Fox Mill Road for the incident. On 66, bunched up in Fair Oaks and at the Beltway, looks like we had a single car crash that was going to be blocking one of the lanes there. And on the George Washington Parkway, northbound past the Overlooks in a solid lineup through that stretch. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple sprinkles, very light rain showers scattered around early this morning. Other than that, we are dry for Friday. If you are getting out of Dodge for the holiday weekend, travel weather should be okay. A west breeze and clouds and sunshine, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 826 here on WMAL. Let's finish up here. We're going to talk to Ron Meyer. He's on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He's also the editor of Rattler Politics. He's today's guest host. Thank you, Ron. This issue of the Redskins, Bruce Allen has said that he wants it to be a jewel. You told us earlier that Loudoun County seems to not be in contention for this because all the available landowners have not heard from the Redskins. That's a good sign that that things are not making progress there. They might, but let's talk to Donna, who's in Frederick and has some thoughts about this morning. Donna, where would you like to see the Redskins assemble this stadium?
Hi, I think it would serve them well in Loudoun because up here we have a lot of fans, and I mean a lot of Redskins fans. And I'm so glad they kept the name, by the way. It's so great to have that history, and I myself have a Cherokee Indian in my family. So that, to me, is a happy thing. It would serve the area really well because, like Virginia, there's a lot of support coming in from our neck of the woods up here.
Yeah, Don, I don't want to make it sound like I'm necessarily saying no, but here's the truth. If they're going to do it, it needs to be done now. The land is for sale now. And the truth is, it needs to be a full development, like something they did in Santa Clara, California for the 49ers, or like what they're doing with the Braves in Atlanta. It has to be a mixed-use development. Will it be other businesses beside a stadium? 8 days a year of use is not good enough, so it's going to have to be a bigger plan, and we're willing to look at that as long as there's no public money involved, and we would be willing to discuss with them.
828 WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
We've got a Memorial Day concert this weekend hosted by Tony Award winner Joe Mantegna. We'll talk to him when we return. But right now, it's time for the news on WMAL. That means it's 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One day after allegedly body-slamming a reporter, Republican Greg Gianforte has won Montana's special congressional election.
Just 24 hours after being charged with assaulting a reporter, Republican Greg Gianforte heading to Washington after winning a special election for Montana's open house seat. Gianforte directly addressing the incident at his victory rally.
I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry.
Gianforte's apology coming after fellow Republicans on the Hill remained largely silent about the attack.
Correspondent Ryan Young. British police investigating the Manchester Arena bombing have made a new arrest today while continuing to search addresses associated with the attacker who killed 22 people. Seven other men are already in custody. President Trump is at the G7 summit in Italy today.
You can also expect, of course, a robust conversation about terrorism in the wake of that horrific Manchester attack. The intelligence sharing agreement between the U.S. and the U.K. has become strained as a result of that in recent days. And we're now just learning that President Trump will meet on the sidelines of this meeting with Prime Minister of the U.K., Theresa May, to discuss some of the concerns the U.K. has had about what they see as leaks coming from the U.S. intelligence community surrounding this attack.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Mourners will say farewell today to a Bowie State University student whose stabbing death a week ago is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Thousands are expected at the funeral for Richard Collins III at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Upper Marlboro. The funeral is open to the public. A Baltimore judge has temporarily blocked Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission from issuing licenses to companies to grow marijuana. The order was requested by Alternative Medicine Maryland, one of the companies that was not chosen by the commission to grow marijuana. Metro leaders may have a tough time persuading Virginia lawmakers to come up with more money for the troubled transit system. WMATA briefed members of the Virginia Senate Finance Committee yesterday and ran into resistance from lawmakers who represent rural districts in the Commonwealth. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,083, the NASDAQ at 6205. Sports, the Nats lose to Seattle. The O's were idle. They're in Houston tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the University of Maryland University College. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for members of the U.S. military who have died serving our nation. Formerly called Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Whether you remember our fallen heroes by visiting memorials or flying the U.S. flag at half-staff, Memorial Day honors those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at #MilitaryHeroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future. But we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly, so we made it a focus. Now, more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters are fine past Reagan National Airport to the 14th Street Bridge. 395 North has been lighter than normal. It's south on the stretch of 395. The tree crews are now there trying to get rid of this tree that's blocking the right half of southbound 395 before you get to Glebe Road. On the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, north of the Key Bridge, we're still following this delay growing to get you past 123. Park Police are going to do a double check out there. On the Beltway, topside, College Park to Silver Spring, delays beginning just after New Hampshire Avenue. Had a report of an incident on the inner loop near Colesville Road, and 270 lanes have been reopened southbound. The crash had been south near Father Hurley Boulevard, but that's now out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorReport.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Having a mainly dry day today after a pretty active evening yesterday. Clouds mixing in with some clear sky through the morning and this afternoon. A cloud sun mix. Going to have an isolated shower around this morning. A west breeze and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Alexandria, 63 in Silver Spring, 64 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Hey, happy Friday. Good morning. It's 8:37 on WMAL as we head into this Memorial Day weekend. This is Mornings on the Mall, and all morning it's been where Washington comes to talking. It always is. Thanks for listening in today. My name's Vince Colonnais. I'm filling in this week. I'm happy to do it. Mary Walter's out sick. She'll be back next week, though, and we'll be grateful to have her. And also joining us today, all day long, thank you so far to Ron Meyer, who's the editor of Red Alert Politics, and he's also on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, a perfect hybrid model for a political and entertainment morning show. So thank you, Ron.
It's been really fun. You know, you better watch out when you let two millennials. Now, I know we're not typical millennials take over a morning show. I know it's been crazy. Thank you guys for holding on, and I hope it's a good lead-in for the rest of the weekend.
Ron, we've been grateful to have you. A lot of people look to get away for the Memorial Day weekend, but Washington is actually a great place for a staycation this weekend with a variety of big events. And the biggest of them all is the Memorial Day concert on the West Lawn of the Capitol, which will be filled this Sunday night. Joining us now to fill in the details is Tony Award-winning actor and the star of Criminal Minds, Joe Mantegna. Joe, thanks very much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you and your co-host, Gary Sinise, have become fixtures in D.C. on Memorial Day. How long have you been involved with the concert?
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years now. Gary's done it with me for, I think, 12. But actually, this particular year, Gary's not joining me this year on stage only because his daughter's having their first grandchild, him and his wife's first grandchild.
Well, that's a reasonable excuse, yeah.
Yeah, very reasonable excuse. But I brought in Lawrence Fishburne to co-host with me, and that'll be wonderful. And also, as part of that, it'll be somewhat apropos that Lawrence will introduce and do a little piece on the Tuskegee Airmen, and we'll have a few of them represented, because Lawrence was actually did the film of that. In fact, was I think was even nominated for an Emmy for that. So so that'll be great. But yeah, but I've been doing this will be my 15th year, and Gary's, as I said, has done it with me for I believe 12 years.
You know, there's a lot of ways to support veterans. What's the thing that keeps bringing you back to do this Memorial Day event each year?
Well, I mean, I've said it before, and I really mean it, in the sense that I've come to the, I guess, to the revelation that Memorial Day is our most important holiday, though perhaps it wouldn't be the first one that would jump into a lot of people's minds and would question that. But I think when you really think about it, the sacrifices our military has made over the history of this country are the reasons that we're able to have this country. You know, with all, you know, to the good times, the bad times, whatever times you want to call it, without what our military has done, we have no other holidays. We have no 4th of July. We have no Christmas. We have no New Year's. We have no President's Day. We have nothing, because we wouldn't exist as the country that we are. And I think if you watch the concert, if nothing else, it's like carving out 90 minutes out of this 3-day weekend that everybody's given the pleasure of having. You understand, and you get a little glimpse of why we have such a debt to, you know, to these men and women who decided to take some part of their life out to the benefit of all of us, and in some cases have given their life. So I mean, I think it's all of that, and so I never forget that. And so each year I feel it's the most important thing I do.
For those who do carve out that 90 minutes, this Memorial Day concert always draws a big talent pool. Who's in the lineup this year?
Well, you know, again, it's always it's an eclectic group. We have everybody from, like, you know, Renee Fleming, singer, and Ronan Tyne, and, you know, these classical singers, Irish, you know, Ronan's just incredible Irish singer. We got Chris Jackson, who's from the hit show Hamilton. We got Mary McCormick from West Wing. We got Anna and John Ortiz, two wonderful actors. One from Ugly Betty. The other one's John has done a lot of things, different films. Robert Patrick from Scorpion. Vanessa Williams, the wonderful singer. Scotty McCrary, country western singer. We always have Colin Powell, the National Symphony Orchestra. It's always such a nice cross-section of musical talent, of actors who do these dramatic readings. I'm always thrilled and surprised myself when we do the rehearsal on Saturday, because it's the first time we're all kind of get together, you know, each year. And I'm always, you know, for me it's a treat, because I get to see all these, all this talent come together and see the result of it, and it's always enjoyable.
Can you describe a bit what it's like to perform for the troops and the public?
You know, it's really one of those instances where it's hard to explain, because, you know, I've been an actor for over 40 years now professionally, and yet nothing quite duplicates standing on a stage and looking out, and here's the way the stage is set up. You're staring at the Capitol building, and some of those memorial concerts, you know, of course, sometimes depending on the weather, we'll have upwards of 250,000 people in attendance. And I can't equate that to anything else I've done as an actor. I mean, regardless of all the plays I've done and TV shows and movies and anything like that, this is something that transcends that. So when you're on that stage, and the power of those people, and the power of, just like I said, looking at the Capitol with the flag flying and the symphony orchestra playing behind you, it makes you understand that this is not a performance. This is not just not an acting gig. This is something else. This is participating in our nation's history. And so it's a hard thing to explain, but it's something I look forward to every year, and I think is important.
Joe, thank you so much for keeping the focus on the troops. And if you can't make it down to the mall this weekend, you can watch the concert Sunday night on PBS. Joe Mantegna, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the concert is Sunday night at 8 p.m. on the West Lawn of the Capitol. No tickets are required, and the gates open at 5 p.m. There will be public entrances on the west front of the U.S. Capitol. And there will also be a full concert dress rehearsal, Ron Meyer, that takes place on Saturday, May 27th at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Gates will open to the public on Saturday at 5 p.m.
Take Metro if you dare.
844 on WMAL.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Will Myers. The Nats get a preview of what's waiting for them out west.
This game is tied.
Daniel Murphy here in the east.
That ball is launched to right.
The Padres are going to see what's brewing. West Coast peak versus hitting his peak. Catch everything. Nationals, Padres. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Hey, baseball, great.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, well, we had a tree that came down on 395 southbound. Crews are out there dealing with this now. Southbound, before you get to the exit for Glebe, two left lanes will get by. A lot going on. You see a couple of tree trucks there, VDOT, et cetera. So as you come past the Pentagon towards Shirlington, a little extra volume than you're used to there. On the northbound side, lighter than normal from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. All right, George Washington Parkway. I know I sound like a broken record, but just hounding park police saying this does not look right. Delays continue to intensify, and they found the problem. Pothole crews repairing the right lane. Northbound George Washington Parkway as you head in past 123. So that's the culprit of these huge northbound delays north of the Key Bridge. Southbound, again, lighter than normal. 270 earlier accident. Southbound near Ridge Road gone. In fact, no delay looking at 270 either direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of sprinkles, very light rain showers scattered around early this morning. Other than that, we are dry for Friday. If you are getting out of Dodge for the holiday weekend, travel weather should be okay. A west breeze and clouds and sunshine, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 8:47 on WMAL. Before we push on, I should note that there's some more news breaking this morning, and that's in Egypt. 26 people are dead after a gunman opened fire on a bus carrying Coptic Christians. You'll remember there were twin bombings on churches on Palm Sunday in Egypt against Coptic Christians as well. And so the country remains in a state of emergency, and we'll keep an eye on that. I'm joined by Ron Meyer this morning. Ron, I don't know if you've seen this yet this morning, but the Washington Post has this story of a Democrat who the state lawmakers in Virginia are trying to push this guy out of a primary contest for the House of Delegates. His name is Tom Brock. He's in Virginia Beach. He's a Democrat. He's a first-time candidate. And they're upset with some old Facebook jokes that he made. And they're racist jokes. And he made them on Facebook a couple years ago in 2011. And they're asking him now to step aside and get out of the way. They don't want him a part of the party's politics. Here are the jokes, by the way. I think I can read these. He put on Facebook, why do kids prefer white teachers over black teachers? I'm actually not going to read the jokes out, but I will say that he has some racist jokes.
Yeah, they're racist. They're racist for sure. And here's the funny thing. I mean, here's the truth. If the Democrat Party wasn't worried that he was going to win the Democratic nomination, then they wouldn't need to call for him to step down, right? The truth is that they think that the Democrat Party electorate downstate in Virginia is capable of nominating this guy for a competitive seat, and so that's why they're trying to push him out. The truth is that he could be competitive, and this is the thing. Both parties have had issues with racism. It's time for Democrats to be honest about theirs. Bob Beckel just got fired from Fox News for a racist comment. This guy has racist comments. The truth is that racism doesn't have a party and needs to be scourged from both parties and from the country.
Yeah, for sure. And this guy, he says he regrets the posts. They were a mistake. He said they were unacceptable. The exchanges came between him and his son, reminiscing about an old ski trip. He swears he was scolding his son for making racist jokes, although it looks like he was the one who was making them. The House Democratic Caucus publicly endorsed his primary challenger, Kelly Fowler. He did go to the liberal blog Daily Kos to try and write a defense of himself. And he wrote that, "I never considered myself racist." And then he said that he started seeing young black men being gunned down by cops. "And I was convinced that President Obama was going to do something about it, but there was never a strong response from him," Brock wrote. Well, this is only further ticked off Democratic leaders in Virginia who say that Brock is now trying to blame Obama, the first black president, for his own racism.
Yeah, no, that's totally, I mean, that's what he's trying to do. And this guy, you have to remember, is a big Bernie supporter. He's from the ultra-progressive wing of the party. And I just think it shows a lot of the irony that's going on in the national debates, trying to put, you know, basically all Trump supporters are racist. Well, okay, well, what about this guy? This guy's clearly not a Trump supporter, Bernie supporter, Democrat candidate. And he's not, and he wants to represent the Democrat Party. And yes, the party leaders are trying to push him out, but clearly he still has some traction, otherwise he wouldn't be in the race and they wouldn't be taking him seriously.
Well, especially when identity politics is your preeminent concern, you'd have to be consistent on that question. It's now 8:50 on WMAL.
Stratford University celebrates Military Appreciation Month by offering up to $5,000 in grants to military spouses and dependents. For details about the Stratford Golden Opportunity Grant, visit stratford.edu/go-grant. That's stratford.edu/go-grant.
Today, if you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good day.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The CDC is calling the growing number of diagnoses of arthritis alarmingly high. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Chances are you know someone who suffers from some form of arthritis. Osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, lupus, even fibromyalgia. Nearly 1 in 4 American adults are now afflicted with this joint stiffness and swelling that can cause some serious aches and pains. Women have it more than men, and the problem is worse for people with heart disease, diabetes, who are struggling with obesity. Acting CDC Director Ann Schuchat says, contrary to popular opinion, it's not an old person's disease. Some patients can alleviate their symptoms by exercising and losing weight. For others, just getting out of bed, however, can be too painful. Medications can help, but should really only be used as a last resort. And remember, opioid painkillers do come with a high risk of addiction. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 855-858-5807 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807.
Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. and you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout May, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. See us for savings and financing details. Cannot combine. Discount applies to materials only. Prior sales excluded.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
8:55 now. It's WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, the tree removal crew just left. 395 southbound in Shirlington, all lanes open. Delays have cleared. In fact, lighter than normal for both directions of 395. Now, here we go. Southbound 95, starting to see the volume into Woodbridge. It's getaway day for a lot of commuters. So seeing those delays just starting to form, and again into Dumfries, a little bit below speed. Couple things to watch for. The work crew moving along northbound side. GW Parkway looks like they're now north of 123. They were doing some pothole patching. South on 295 still had some of those delays lingering past Benning where we had the work crew. And in Annapolis, today, commissioning ceremony at the U.S. Naval Academy. Now, 10 o'clock is the graduation, and at 1 p.m. the commissioning ceremony, so that'll go on through the day, so expect some delays in that area. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Having a mainly dry day today after a pretty active evening yesterday. Clouds mixing in with some clear sky through the morning and this afternoon. A cloud-sun mix. Going to have an isolated shower around this morning. A west breeze and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
The nation's capital, 68 degrees, 8:56.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia. When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it.
Novak recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novak wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novak, it's always safety first.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
All right, Ron Meyer, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vince.
I had a great time talking with you today about where the Redskins Stadium might end up. Nobody knows, but we do know where you can hear them. Every single game available on WMAL. Here's Chris Plant with what's coming up today.
Can you believe that? Here's what I'd like to do. The media's gone so completely berserk, crazy, insane, demented around the bend. I'm wondering if any liberals, I want to hear from Democrats and libs out there, are people that know, live with liberals and Democrats. Have your media habits changed?